You're listening to the Deal Farm Podcast with Ken Corsini. Educating, inspiring, and connecting you to real estate deals. And now, your host, Ken Corsini.
Hey, this is Ken Corsini with the Deal Farm Podcast. I am with Fernando Aries. Fernando, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Ken. How are you?
Good. So for a little bit of background, Fernando and I have actually been investing together for a couple years, and he's got what I think is a very intriguing story. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Fernando.
Well, I have a background in computer chip design. I've worked in the tech industry for most of my life. Over 25 years. I'm actually originally from Brazil and moved to the U.S., got my education here in electrical engineering and started designing computer chips. And after being in the industry for what seems quite a long time, decided to move all of my investments and the money that I have collected from my startup prospects into real estate. So about 3 years ago, I started to invest in long-term rental properties. And part of the portfolio that I've collected over the last 3 years, a large part of that portfolio, is properties that I purchased in the Atlanta metro area, various properties in the Atlanta metro area. And my goal for moving all of my investments and the money that I had saved up from my startup ventures was to become financially independent. And I actually achieved that financial independence earlier in 2014. Once I achieved the financial independence, I quit my corporate job and started to take some time off and obviously live by the income that I received from my property. So it's been working out really well.
So you basically did what everybody else dreams of doing. You went out there and bought a bunch of rental properties and quit your day job. And now you're living on the income from your rental properties. Is that right?
That's right. I fulfilled my dream. And there's a lot of people that I've talked to that tell me exactly that, you know, you are my role model. I would like to do exactly what you did. You know, show me how to do this because this is awesome.
It's fantastic. I think it's completely inspirational for those people that want to get into real estate.
Definitely. Yeah. It's been awesome. Just the freedom of being able to have the choice of what to do with my time and really, you know, decide to go on conferences and, you know, vacations with the family whenever I want, as opposed to when the company would allow me to do, is just priceless.
That's fantastic. So I remember you and I were introduced to each other through a mutual friend. I think it was early in 2012. And I remember at the time, you know, that it was being mentioned that you want to buy X amount of homes. And I remember sort of rolling my eyes. Sure, you're going to buy that many homes. But sure enough, over a two-year period, 2012 through probably the beginning of 2014, how many houses and how many doors did you end up buying?
Well, in Atlanta, we bought quite a few. I started out in 2012 with you. We bought a few properties cash. I mean, the time was just perfect for buying properties in Atlanta. And I think we started out with three properties, and then we bought a few more and a few more. We got to about 12 properties in Metro Atlanta in 2012. Then we worked on a deal with a local bank that had a package of properties that they wanted to sell. And again, it was a perfect time because the bank wanted to, you know, disassociate themselves from being a landlord and wanted to offer great terms for an investor to take on these properties. So we worked on that deal, and you helped broker that deal. We bought 10 more, so that was 22. And then after that, we also started to do new construction. We picked up 5 lots from that same bank that offered also great terms and decided to build new homes. These all of them are pretty much completed now, and we've rented out of the 5, I think we rented 3 of them, and the last 2 are just about ready to get rented. So those also have worked out really well. So the total is 27 properties in Atlanta.
Wow. And then nationwide, how many have you bought over that 2-year period?
50 properties, 70 doors. There's a mix of plexes, you know, duplexes and fourplexes that I have in St. Louis, but a total of 70 doors.
Okay. And do you have any idea off the cuff what sort of cash flow is being generated off your portfolio?
I think after everything is taken into account, all the expenses for the different LLCs that I have, all of the regular expenses for the homes and, you know, everything else that is taken into account, I'm taking in about $10,000 a month. So it's about $120,000 cash flow a year. Net, complete net.
Unbelievable. And that's, you know, in addition to that, of course, you've got appreciation, which, you know, you've been the beneficiary of, especially having bought in 2012 when the market really hadn't started, or maybe it just barely begun to recover, which sort of brings us into our next topic, which let's talk about, out of those 70 doors, which was the best deal, or maybe even the most interesting or most creative deal that you've done?
Sure. Well, the most interesting one that we've done was a property that we purchased in Lawrenceville in Georgia. And this property, when we worked on this property back in October 2012, I bought it and we soon realized that we had a issue with the HOA. The HOA did not allow renters to be in that subdivision, that neighborhood. So we had to come up with a creative way to still get the property to perform and find a way to put it to produce income. So what we decided to do was to work out a rep mortgage deal with a buyer, a couple that you introduced me to. And we set up the deal in a way that they would I would be doing a seller financed deal for a sale price of $135,000. I originally purchased the property from Georgia Residential for about $122,000, and this is in October 2012. So we set up the deal to sell it for $135,000 to this couple, and they would be initial portion of that period would be a 4-year seller financed term. The buyers, the couple that lived in a property, decided to move out of state at the end of 2014. And because they moved out of state, we again were faced with the same issue with the HOA. We cannot have renters in the property. So we cleaned it up. We fixed it up a little bit, and put some nice flooring on it, then new paint and did quite a bit of landscaping to make it look very nice. And we put it up for sale at the end of 2014, so about a month or two ago. And we listed it for $186,900. And as of now, we have a prospective buyer that we're negotiating a contract with for the full listing price. So they're willing to pay that $186,900, and they also want to pay or want to put down $40,000, and that's over 20% down payment for the house. So that $40,000 already covers my initial deposit down payment into the property when I originally bought the property in 2012 for $122,000. I put down about $30,000. So again, I already get my money back through this sale, assuming it goes through, for the down payment of $40,000. I will net $10,000 off of the down payment, and the sale will be a 10-year term, 20-year amortization, for 5.5%. So the overall amount paid through Balloon will be $197,000 for the property. So, you know, for something that started out a little, shaky, but difficult to fit in a model that I was going after, which is basically just long-term hold and rent, for something that started out with an issue with the HOA, might turn out to be an excellent investment. If we do the math for the numbers that I just gave you, the overall return just in appreciation for the house is 53%. Annualized, it's about 23% since October 2012. Then on top of that, if we add the income that we've received over the period for the first sale, it turns out that the annualized return, it's something more like 32% a year, which is just excellent. So this is a nice story. It's turning out to be a nice story.
Well, yeah, especially for somebody that got started, we're talking 2.5 years ago in real estate, to have a deal that you buy for $122,000 and 2.5 years later, you're selling it for $187,000 on owner finance, where they're putting down more money than you put down originally. So now you're playing with the house's money. Plus, you receive the positive cash flow in the meantime and going forward. I'd say that you definitely turn lemons into lemonade on this one.
Yeah, it's working out really well. It's a nice property too.
Well, Fernando, that is definitely a great best deal ever to share with us. Now, I want to talk just a little bit about what you're doing now. How can people get a hold of you if they're interested in working with you? Do you have a website? Are you advertising any sort of services, or what's your plan going forward now that you're retired?
Well, I'm starting to work with quite a few people as a coach. And as I mentioned earlier, a lot of people that have the same goals as I had, which is to become financially independent, have come and talked to me and wanted to know exactly what the sequencing is for getting the right mortgage, the right mix of properties, the right type of classes, and so on. I haven't started to do in any formal way. I haven't set up a website or any easy way for people to get a hold of me. But I can give you one link, which is for people to schedule appointments with me if they are interested. And it's kind of a mouthful, but I'll try to sure. set that up. So it is www.vcita, that's V as in Victor, C as in cat, I, T as in Tom, A.com/V, again as in Victor, / my name, Fernando Aries. One word.
Perfect. Folks, I think Fernando, having bought 70 doors over the last 2 years, is a wealth of information. He's definitely gone to school in terms of real estate, learning about mortgages, learning about buying in out-of-state markets. I would definitely take advantage of the opportunity just to chat with him. And if this is something you're interested in doing, if you like the idea of buying a lot of properties over a short period of time, Fernando, in my opinion, is one of the guys to talk to. And I'll put that website up on our website, which is dealfarm.net, and make sure that you guys can reach out to him if you're interested. Fernando, thank you so much for being on the show with us. I think it's so inspiring to talk to somebody who bought so many properties and has had so much success and is able to retire from their day job and live off the income from these rental properties. It's a fantastic story.
Well, thank you, Ken. And thanks for your help in this process as well.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you soon, Fernando. Take care.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, Deal Farm podcast listeners, this is Ken Corsini with a special offer. In an effort to get our podcast off the ground and as much traction as possible, we have a favor to ask. And in return, we're going to give you a free t-shirt. That's right, a free Deal Farm podcast t-shirt mailed directly to your address. We just ask you to do 5 simple things to help us get this thing off the ground. Number 1, if you would subscribe to us in iTunes. Number 2, if you would like our page in Facebook. Number 3, if you would share our page in Facebook. And number 4, if you would follow us on Twitter. And lastly, number 5, if you would download all of our episodes in iTunes. So initially, we're going to have a between 30 to 40 episodes when we launch the podcast. We would just ask that you download all of those episodes through iTunes. So once you do that, just send us an email to offers@dealfarm.net. Give us your name, your address, and your t-shirt size, and we will mail you a free t-shirt. Now, all of that said, we don't necessarily have a way to know if you downloaded all of our episodes, so some of this is on the honor system. We're going to trust that if you say you downloaded all of them, that you actually downloaded all of them. And when you do all five of those things, again, real quick, if you would subscribe through iTunes, like our Facebook page, share our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, and download our episodes through iTunes, we will send you a free t-shirt. Thanks so much, and I hope you take advantage of this free offer.